spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
I don't know. This movie is just disgusting. Day 5 of 31 Days of Halloween, Terrifier 2.
So, did you figure out what you're dressing up as tomorrow?
He wants to dress up as a real guy who murdered 9 people last year.
Oh, you're not doing that.
It's just a costume. You think that guy's still out there?
What's up with you and this clown all of a sudden? You're like obsessed.
They never found his body. What if he decides to come back here?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Wait a minute. Aren't you that guy from the costume shop?
Sir, what are you doing?
It wasn't me.
He was covered in blood on his shirt and his hands when he got here. I'm telling you, it was him, Ellie. Right down to the little black dot on the tip of his nose.
You're really weird. You know that?
I believe him.
About what? Something really bad's gonna happen tonight.
No, I know when Jonathan's lying, okay? I could hear it in his voice. Something's wrong.
Look, we're gonna have fun. Mm-hmm. Stress-free environment.
Yep.
Speaking of surprises, kids, we have a very special guest with us today, all the way from Miles County. Please welcome Art the Clown.
Written and directed by Damien Leone, Terrifier 2 was released October 6, 2022. It had a budget of $250,000 and made $15.4 million at the box office. The marketing for this film was really smart. Barf bags being handed out at the theater because they said people were throwing up in the aisleways while watching this movie. Terrifier 2 is rated R because, well, yeah, it's a lot, and I'm not surprised some people didn't throw up. I'm also surprised that this film didn't get an NC-17 rating. Here's the synopsis. Resurrected by a sinister entity, Art the Clown returns to Miles County to terrorize a teenage girl and her younger brother on Halloween night. Terrifier 2 is very, very long, 138 minutes in total, but this movie does not fuck around. The first 2 minutes, a guy's eye is ripped out of its socket, then the guy's head is smashed in by Art the Clown. The acting sucks, but, you know, the first one wasn't necessarily winning any Academy Awards either, but this one was for sure worse. It's very, very gory, very, very bloody, similar to the first Terrifier. But it just doesn't seem to have the charm of the original Terrifier. Now, I know that's a weird statement, but it just doesn't feel the same. Terrifier 2 is like the original Terrifier on acid. There are some very weird dream scenes, and the sinister entity that was spoken about in the synopsis is a child version of Art the Clown, but a little girl version of Art the Clown. Anyways, at the end of the day, Art the Clown is still ridiculously creepy in this film, but again, I don't know if it still has the same level of fear as the original Terrifier. And side note for all of my fellow wrestling fans, Chris Jericho is at the end of the film, after the credits. They're trying to have like a comedic scene with him that coincides with a really disgusting scene. So there's that. If you couldn't tell, I really didn't love this movie. There were many parts throughout the film where I thought or audibly said out loud, "What the fuck?" But if you are in the mood for some weird, extremely gory horror, then you should watch Terrifier 2 on Amazon Prime or rent it on YouTube, Google Play, Apple TV, or Vudu. We'll be back tomorrow with day 6 of 31 Days of Halloween.
Ha 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 ha!